God.
Well, I tell you what, I know this is a big week for you.
Oh, it's the biggest of weeks, truly.
Oh, I know. You just you can't wait for Friday to get here, because every year, Friday is a special day for you.
Oh, and, is that so?
Yes. You just kind of slurp it up on Friday.
They're complimentary with purchase, with additional purchase. So
correct. And I know that you've been contemplating whether to make your additional purchase the cheese waffies or the junior mints. Have you made a decision yet?
Well, I thought that in honor of Big Mama, I would purchase a Never Again.
Oh. Oh, you big
and a compliment
thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
And a
well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your
Mr.
show,
Larry Bader.
And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going
on,
guys? What's going
on,
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Gosh, well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. Welcome back to the Little
Welcome
Fatty Cast.
Back.
Because I'm sure we don't have any new listeners. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Vader. Welcome back.
To the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 7th.
Monday.
That's the 7-7, the 7th of July, 2025. In the I Need a Vacation year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVeitria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who is gonna be in bed again at 9 p.m. Mr. Larry H. Vader spell.
Oh, you're gonna be up
Vader, V E D E R.
Mm-hmm. V A D E R.
Be up late.
Yeah, basically. And joining me today, it's the fat one, the one, the one who just he's the resolute standby. Because
the gassy one.
Lord. Yeah, y'all, I couldn't remember if we were recording today or not. And, so,
well, let's just go ahead and address the elephant in the room.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride.
No, not that. No. Oh. I will not be here next Sunday.
All right, Daniel Brewer, you hear that? I'm putting the invitation out. See if you ignore it one more time. One more time. Yeah. No, okay. You will be unavailable next Sunday.
But now he was available for an invitation this week, I believe.
Like, as in today? Probably. I don't know. I didn't check with him.
No, I meant like on Friday or Saturday.
Huh. Really?
Huh.
Yeah. Wasn't that July 4th?
Maybe it was. Well, that's Friday.
Yeah. You know what? Now that you mention it, we were at this restaurant, Big Mama and I, over in Winter Garden, and some strange man did run by, and he was looking
at anything in particular that he said.
Well, he was looking for bison meat, so it was very odd.
Well,
it was very odd.
Well,
so
you know, we know someone who has bison meat.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 podcast.
I said has, not is.
I suggested to the stranger that he just reach out to Kathy Bacon. I said, if anyone will know where that is, it's her. But anyway, it's just strange encounter.
Very strange.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all, it's been a week. It's been a week.
Well, now, the other reason I said that you were fat is you've just gotten back.
Correct, y'all.
It was the doctor, Dr. Stone, cruise of a lifetime.
Y'all, let me tell you.
Let me get it started. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
Y'all, we had an absolute lovely time.
Lovely?
Yeah. Y'all, on last Sunday, we recorded, last week a day earlier. So, y'all, yes. Last Sunday, I went over to the old Area Puerto, and picked up Big Mama, because, that's where he lives. Loaded Big Mama. I took my suitcase.
I can just imagine. I loaded Big Mama, right. And you're on a forklift. I'm getting him confused.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride Fork.
Anyway,
too easy today. Too easy, y'all. I'm on a roll. Anyway, y'all, I packed my suitcase and I decided that I was going to take a garment bag. For the dinner clothes and
for whatnot. The garments.
Yeah. Y'all don't do that. Don't do that. Turns out, terrible idea. But anyway, y'all, I put my stuff in the trunk. Y'all didn't quite fill half of it up. And I said, all right, because I was driving the jalopy. Y'all, Big Mama comes out. And by Big Mama, because I think you figured it out already. Y'all, he drove the forklift out. Big Mama, that's not going to fit in my car. Why do you mean? And I said, you can't even check that bag. Like, that is, it was so big, it was too big to check at an airline. And he said,
did it have the in-flight snacks?
Basically. And I said, then we had to rearrange the whole car. We had to put my luggage in the back seat.
Where it should have been to begin with, make room for his.
Yeah, when I tell you that this bag took up the entire trunk, I'm not kidding. And it took both of us. It was so heavy, it took both of us.
That's the trunk in the front, right?
No, the rear trunk. Yeah, the front trunk had. We had to put stuff in the front trunk to clear out. Anyway, so y'all, we get on the road. And we are just toot-tooting. And I said, have you eaten lunch? And he said, no. And so, y'all, I said, well, look,
there's a Taco Bell right over here.
Right. I said, I think we have enough electrons to get to the Buc-ee's in St. Augustine. But, I said, it's going to be cutting it close. Now, it turns out it would not have been cutting it close. But, y'all, this is where it all went sideways. I said, why don't we stop at that Wendy's right where you get on I-95 on Highway 17? We can have a little snack, and we'll be fine. Y'all, we walked in there, and there were no fewer than 40 people waiting for their food. So we got back in the jalopy and went next door to the McDonald's. Now, neither one of us had been to the McDonald's in, we didn't know how long. And, y'all, there weren't that many people waiting, so we ordered our food. And they called Big Mama's name, and he went and sat down. I said, I'll be over. Just find a seat. I'll be there in a second. 27 minutes later.
did you have an unusual order? Did you order a dipped cone? Is that what was taking so long?
Yeah, 27 minutes later, our nuggets are down. What the fuck do you mean your nuggets are down? So
I hate it when my nuggets.
Yeah, we left. So Big Mom had already eaten. So we left, and so I walked in the gas station that's also right there and got some, Clif Bars, and so then we drove on. And y'all, we left Charleston at noon. Now we should have been in Savannah, like around the Savannah exits, around 1:45, maybe 2:00,
maybe 2:00,
3:30. We got that far. Because of traffic.
Okay,
y'all, we were supposed to be at our destination at 5:30.
Now, is that because of the fantastic road work from Governor Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah, no, because we don't do any road work on I-95. Yeah. No, y'all, there was just that much traffic plus the wait for the food and blah, 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 blah. So, y'all, we had to stop at the Stew Pot.
Hello.
And so we had a little bit of time at the Stew Pot, and we got back in the jalopy, and we continued on to the Buc-ee's just south of Jacksonville in St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And y'all, it was a zoo. foreshadowing, not as much of a zoo as it could be. Anyway, y'all, we get y'all in this traffic this whole way. We get to the Buc-ee's, and it's 6 p.m.
Ooh, in the evening.
In the evening. Y'all, we left at noon. We should have been at that Buc-ee's at 4 o'clock, if not sooner.
Ooh.
And so I said, well, Big Mama, why don't we stop for dinner? And I
at
said,
the Buc-ee's.
No. And y'all, we shopped till we dropped at the Buc-ee's. And then we said,
now, were you getting the free electrical charging?
We did charge. That was where we planned to charge, because he wanted to stop at the Buc-ee's. And they do have superchargers there. It's not free. In fact, it's far from it at that Buc-ee's, because it's based on like how much usage there is.
How fat you are.
And there was a lot of usage. So it, in fact, was the most expensive. It was probably, that probably cost half the charging for the whole trip. Anyway.
Ooh.
We decided we were going to go to our favorite Mexican restaurant. That's the Salsas of Palm Coast. And so, y'all, we got there about 6:30. It didn't take too long to get from Buc-ee's to there. And yeah,
it's what, 20 miles?
35, probably about 35.
Okay.
And so, y'all, we did that. And y'all, this is where I made a mistake. And that was, y'all, I didn't TT. We get back on the road, and y'all, and then it started raining. Now, this whole time, I have to tell you.
Speaking of that, it's raining right now.
The sun's out here at the Vader family compound.
After you sent me the message that we would record at 5,
right.
Y'all, that was about 25 till. I hopped in the shower and got me all nice and shaved and everything, and I get out, and it's pouring down rain.
Oh, yeah.
It's still raining.
It was raining. About then, but yeah, no, it stopped here. I think the sun's out, it looks like. But either way, y'all, we stopped at this gas station. It didn't stop raining. Never mind. y'all might be that's so hard. You might be able to hear it on the recording. Anyway,
I don't.
Y'all, we pulled off at this exit, and I was like, Big Mama, I can safely say wherever we are, I have not been there before. Because, y'all, once you get past I-4 on I-95, until you get to, like, Palm Beach, she's fairly rural, other than the Florida mountains that are there.
Yeah,
otherwise
Mount Epcot.
The landfill.
Oh, that's...
The landfills that are on the side of the interstate. But, y'all... When we pulled into this gas station for me to run in and TT, there was a man.
Did you hear a banjo?
There was a man sitting out front playing his guitar that looked an awful lot like a banjo. And I looked at Big Mom and I said, "You stay in the car, and when you see me coming, you just tap here and it'll unlock the door. You know, we'll do this." Anyway, y'all ran in to TT, and the guy couldn't have been nicer. But y'all, they had slot machines in the gas station. And at first, I thought it was just like...
What was it, Keno?
Well, at first I thought it was something like that, like those class 2 machines that are like quote-unquote bingo. But y'all know it's Buffalo. Anyway, matters not. Y'all, I didn't stick around. I did buy a drink because I had to TT. Then, y'all, we pulled in...
Did you get Big Mama anything while you were there?
He didn't want anything. Okay. And y'all, we pulled into the Holiday Inn Titusville...
Ooh, y'all, for all your traveling pleasures.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Visit the Holiday Inn Titusville.
I highly recommend. And y'all, we pulled in at 8:45 p.m.
Ugh.
If we had missed the entrance, but I could see the parking lot and it just involved off-roading over a curb and through a forest, I would have taken that shortcut at that point.
Okay.
Y'all, we pulled in. Parked the car, rolled our bags in, although someone it took 2 trips. And then, y'all, we went down to the bar. And I said, we have to.
As one does.
At the Holiday Inn Titusville. And, y'all, we had a couple of beers. Well, I had a couple of beers, and Big Mama had a couple of gins. And we laughed with the bartender. We'll call her Kat, because that's her name. Y'all, she's absolutely lovely.
Was she purringly delightful?
She was. And it was us and a few other guests and whatever. But they closed at 10, and so we got ourselves together. Y'all, we got in the bed, and we both just whatever. The next morning, ooh, y'all, we went over to Port Canaveral. Yeah, our boarding time was 1. So we got there. We probably got to the garage. In fact, I know exactly what time because it's on the goddamn receipt, which was cost about as much as the cruise. But y'all, we pulled into the garage at 11:50. And we had gotten the notification from Royal Caribbean. Y'all were boarding the Utopia of the Seas, 4 nights. And we'd gotten the notification, don't come early. There's been,
no,
like, we're deep cleaning the ship. There was a norovirus outbreak. Don't come before your check-in time. And so, y'all, it, you know, went up the garage. This is a fail on my part. Y'all, we did not pay any attention to where we parked. Because, you know, we're excited. But, y'all, people, the parking spaces were so narrow. And we found one that was not on the roof, which we were both happy about. Because we had bought some things we preferred to leave in the car if it wasn't going to bake in the sun instead of taking on the cruise. Either way, y'all, people were so obnoxious. This was an indication of how it was going to be. That, you know, I got in the space, but I needed to back up and center myself in, but, mm-hmm, you know, in the space. They wouldn't, sure, let us. They wouldn't let us. The car's in reverse. We're trying to back up, and they're sending their kids to stand in front of the car. Big Mama had to get out of the car and yell at them to get the F out of the way unless they wanted to get run over because they were just being completely obnoxious.
Mm.
Anyway, we got parked. We got...
Now, before you go any further, you know, this is the ship that... Vader and his family were owned.
You mean Adam Burns and his family?
No, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Adam Burns.
Uh-huh. And
I'll ask you about the
But y'all, I'm not going to talk about the whole experience on the ship. But what I will say is I have to get through this, and that is we got our bags out, we got situated, made sure our passports were handy, you know, our apps were loaded with the Set Sail Pass and everything, so we just scanned that and walk right in. And y'all, we got in the elevator with this lovely couple, or it's actually father, mother, and the grandkid. And we went down, and the elevator doors opened, and half of the ship was in a line waiting to get in to the terminal, to get through security, because that was a separate line equally as long. And when I tell you there were 1,000, and I'm not kidding, I'm not exaggerating, there were 1,000 people ahead of us in line.
Hmm.
And I looked at Big Mama and I said, I will stand here and I will be polite and I will be pleasant, but if this is how the week's going to go, I'm not interested in this, like, at all. And, y'all, it took us an hour to get through the line, which, you know, it was cool. Y'all, Florida was pleasant and lovely all week. Well, the days that we were there. In fact, Sunday night, y'all, it was like 68 degrees. It was a little chilly when we walked outside.
Ooh!
But y'all,
you know, that if that wind blows, ooh,
it
them
was
back
it was
neck.
It was blowing. But y'all, we got into security, had no issues going through security. I flagged down the gay. He moved us to the front of the line, and then we got up. Y'all, you can't just walk on the ship. You have to go through somewhere where you meet with someone, and they scan everything, including your passport. And I was like, "What 1982 foolishness is this?" We did all this already. It's in the app. On Celebrity, it's the same app. It's just branded, you know, different branding. You do that, and when you show up, you scan your Express Pass, and they say, okay, you're all set, and you walk on the ship. No. But Barb helped us.
Oh, thank goodness Barb was there.
So she was like, oh, no, you two are all set. You did what you were supposed to do. So, y'all, then we cut off a few hundred more people that had to go wait in the line to, put the charger plate down, you know, whatever. got on the ship, and it was massive. It was massive. We had a beer or whatever at Schooner Bar, just like while we were waiting on our rooms. We poked around a little bit, saw some of the ship, went to our cabin. It was perfect. It was great. Yeah, we met our cabin stewardess. Rowena. And
Rowena.
Y'all.
Okay.
I have her number. We're good friends. And she kissed me goodbye when we left. She
Aww.
Was that much of a lovely human being. And y'all, she would hear me coming down the hall the whole week and yell my name from whatever room she was in. I'd be 100 feet away and she knew it was me.
Vader?
Yep. The crew on the ship, absolutely phenomenal. The noise level on the ship, eardrum shattering loud everywhere, to the point where something would start in the Royal Promenade and hundreds of people would get up and walk away because it was so loud it made your ears ring. Every Ooh. Fucking place you went.
Wow.
It was awful. It was. And I was like, I like a good party. And I, in my survey, I said that. I was like, I like a party. I like good times. I like bars. I like music. This was unacceptable. We ate all meals at specialty dining. Y'all, we never once set foot in anything that was not specialty dining other than the buffet on boarding day, which was very good.
Of course.
Y'all, amazing. We did chef's table. I know that Adam Burns and crew did that.
He loves a chef's table. How was the branzino?
It was salty. But otherwise, that was an amazing meal. We ate with some hilarious people. We had a blast. They were all celebrating.
Emphasis on hilarious.
Oh yes, very much. Okay. Every time someone, chef or a new server or whatever, would say, "And what are you guys celebrating?" Because everyone else was celebrating whatever, and everyone thought we were together, which is fine. And I would just say Wednesday, and that would just they were like, because I was like, "That's how we live our lives." But y'all, it was great. Coco Key. Which I will die on that hill. It's pronounced Coco Key, not Coco K. Coco Key, we didn't see much of because we went right to the private adults beach that we had paid extra for.
Hello.
And it was amazing. I loved every minute of that. It was great.
Is that where you sent me the picture from of y'all? It looked like y'all were in a cabana or something like that.
Oh, no, that was at one of the specialty restaurants. We'll share that picture.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I had a suit on, didn't I, in that picture?
Well, no, that there was a picture of y'all at Chop's Steakhouse.
Oh, right, right.
But there was another one that you were, it looked like you're, well, you were definitely at the beach.
Okay, well, then that's it, because that's the only beach we went to. We went to Nassau, and I didn't plan on getting off the ship, but Big Mama wanted to, and he had conveniently unpacked my hat because he said it embarrassed him, so I didn't have a hat. So my orange hat was left in the jalopy.
Mm.
So I got off the ship in Nassau, and y'all, it rained. The entire monsoon, the whole time. The whole goddamn cruise, it monsooned. I went right to the straw market in Nassau, and y'all, I bought the biggest straw hat that money could buy, and I wish I
was
had it
up orange
here. Yes. Okay. It was orange tinged with an orange label on the front that said Bahamas.
Did they ask you to harvest rice?
Basically, it was that big, and Big Mama said, "I can't believe it." And y'all, I wore the hat back onto the ship. I wore it straight through the promenade, and at Coco Key, I never took it off. So
I think that's right.
Uh-huh.
Now, I didn't. You must have taken it off for that picture at the Chops.
Oh yeah. Well, that was steakhouse. That was the day before. That was the day before. either way, y'all, getting back off the ship was equally as fun as getting on the ship. Because everyone was basically driving. There were very few people flying. So everyone, it was four nights. So most people just had a roller bag. And so no one was picking up their luggage. You know, they didn't put it out the night before. They just self-assisted. So, y'all, we were off the ship. We left the stateroom at 8. We were in the car by 9. Big Mama had to direct traffic for me to get out. We were on our
way.
Yeah, we had been up the night before.
Uh-oh.
We weren't out late. Well, we were in the casino until about midnight, and I was like, I got to go to bed. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I've broken even in the casino. Y'all, I put coin in, meaning how many times I pressed the button. 5 times 5. $1,350 worth of coin in. Y'all, I came home $5 negative. I was very pleased with that. So I'm hoping it was enough coin in to actually get an offer for another cruise on Celebrity. But either way, y'all, we stopped. We got in the car, and Big Mama is just poopy, poopy pants. And he's like,
is that because the cruise is over?
Well, that, and he was exhausted. He was, and he didn't sleep as much as me. And
did he
have
diaper rash?
Yeah, basically. Okay. And y'all, my bones were weary. And he said, I don't want to go home. And I said, we've discussed this. Like, I gave you the options, and none of them sounded good. So we're driving. I was like, there's no way I can do this without coffee. So 2 miles later, over on Merritt Island, pulled over at a Starbucks, went in to get us coffee, and I came back, and he said, we're going to Disney World. I've booked us the room at the Port Orleans French Quarter. Oh. Okay. And I said, well, there's going to be a few problems with that. And one, I actually have plenty of underpants, but I did not pack in a way that would make another night easy to do without taking everything in and sorting through it. Two, ooh, I threw out my deodorant tube because it was basically ooh done and I needed the extra space. And three, I got to let some people know that I'm not coming home. Either way, we went to Winter Garden. We heard from a reliable source that it was like Celebration if Celebration had business in it. And
Where in relationship is Winter Garden?
It is north of the Walt Disney World Resort, maybe 10 miles. If you know where Windermere is, like behind Fort Wilderness, back in there on the lake, the really bougie area right outside of Disney World. It's just
is that where the Golden Oak whatever?
No, what Golden Oak
subdivision is?
Golden Oak's on Vista. Vista? Whatever that is. It's on the same street as the fort. Golden Oak. It's the Fort Wilderness, Four Seasons, Golden Oak. Either way, y'all heard from a reliable source we should go there. And y'all, we did some shopping. I looked at myself in the mirror, and I looked like death walking. I was so tired.
Huh.
But we shopped. They had a bunch of little cute shops. They were having a 4th of July parade.
Oh.
And then we went to this place called the Hangry Bison for lunch. Now, contrary to what... saying...
Yeah, are we back?
Yeah. Y'all, the computer died. But ooh, we heard from the reliable source. We did some shopping. We went to the Hangry Bison. They did, in fact, only have one meal on the menu that was bison. Not all meals. I have to say, it was absolutely delicious food, and the company wasn't so bad either. We bumped into this strange man, and y'all, he ingratiated himself upon us and sat down with us. Yeah, yeah. Well, he had been out running.
You know this, the friend. It's the kindness of strangers.
Yeah, and he wanted to chat about different people during lunch, and y'all, Big Mama was about to fall asleep in his Cheerios, and so it was great. It was very low energy, but then he just ran. He just ran away. Just ran away after lunch, and but he kept holding a phone in my face about recording something the whole time.
Huh.
I know. It's so odd. And we went and checked into the motel, and French Quarter is truly. It is a hidden gem at the Walt Disney World Resort. That used to be the Dixie Landings. Riverside was Dixie Landings.
Riverside used to be the Dixie Landings.
But y'all, we both said, well, we're just going to lay down here for a minute. Y'all, we slept for an hour and a half. And we needed
I'm surprised it wasn't longer.
Well, it could have been, but I had had the forethought to make sure I set an alarm. Y'all, we got up, we both showered, and we went to Disney Springs for the dinner. We had dinner at the Edison. And y'all, I love the vibe in the Edison. I'm not sure if the food was as good as I think it was, or if I just wanted something that wasn't cruise food. But either way, it was perfect. And the band, the little show the band did, was not too loud. It was very good. Because the minute a band came out, I said, if you have taken me somewhere that they are going to play music full volume 20 feet from me for dinner, I'm getting up and leaving. Like, that is
right.
I cannot handle that. But it wasn't. They were great. Then we took the never-ending bus ride over to the Disney's Polynesian Village Resort and got on the monorail because it was a zoo, and monorail to the Contemporary Motel, and went out to a little area I suspected wouldn't be all that crowded for the fireworks. And I was incorrect, but it was, there were still plenty of places to stand. Whereas at the Polynesian, you couldn't even get to the beach. It was roped off for resort guests only. And so, y'all, we watched the fireworks there. Then we went inside and we had a raspberry mojito.
Ooh.
At the Outer Rim, which, and y'all, they had the big chairs there, and y'all, it was just lovely. And then we just took an Uber back to Port Orleans and got up, and it only took 10 and a half hours to get home on Saturday. So, on that note, y'all, I did a stop, drop, and roll. I said, Big Mama, do you want me to slow down at the end of your street, or would you like to get out on the main road and walk? Because I'm not so sure that I've got it in me to pull into your driveway. Because by the time it was 8 p.m. when we got home. 8:30. It was 8:30 when I got home. So
now, was there a Buc-ee's stop on the way home?
Yeah, and that was the problem. Is that I did not want to. Yeah, there's a new Buc-ee's in Brunswick, Georgia. It was not open on Sunday when we went down. It was open on Saturday when we came back. We did not stop at that one, which was probably the error in our ways. We should have, because it wasn't that crowded. But we stopped in St. Augustine again, and it was a zoo. But I wanted to get a few little snick of snacks for the coal miners.
Oh.
Now,
did you get some Buc-ee's nuggets or what?
I took those beaver nuggets. Yeah, I got some of those for the hats because I love a beaver nugget. But y'all, I this is for Drusilla Blow Me.
Oh,
Drusilla, we were on our way home, and Big Mama was snoring it up over in the passenger seat, and I said, I can't do this. I've got to have caffeine. And y'all, I'd had a cup of coffee at the Port Orleans French Quarter at the food court. It cost $6. I'd had that before we left, or while we were driving, and we had stopped for lunch and stopped at Buc-ee's. And I said, all right. So I pulled over at the Drusilla Blow Me Memorial Starbucks in Brunswick. And I did a mobile order in the middle of a rainstorm. Thank God the car drove itself. People were cutting us off. It was terrible. We weren't moving that fast. Pulled over, went in, got my coffee. Y'all, it saved the day. Saved the day. We drove all the way home from there. So by the time we got home, we were ready to be home. So that's what I'll say. It was a great trip.
What day was that?
Yesterday, Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Saturday. Okay. Yeah. So got home last night as we record this, and y'all, I did the laundry because if there was something that could possibly be spilled on my clothes, spilled.
So in other words, you fouled your wardrobe.
Every nice thing that I brought had grease stains on it from something.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, the specialty dining
you
did.
You really should use a water-based lube.
Yeah. We had 150 Central Park, which is a French-American fusion. We had Chops Grill, which is a steakhouse. Those were both fine. We had Chef's Table, which was amazing. And we had Giovanni. Yeah,
did you have it with the wine pairing?
We had wine, so I guess. That was my one thing to go on that cruise, was that we had to do that meal. If we were going to go. So Big Mama handled all that. So I don't know what was paid for.
So you had wine.
We did. We didn't. I mean, I maybe drank half of it.
Okay.
And that might be a bit. It started with this custom cocktail. Then there were five glasses of wine for each of the five courses. And then dessert was a chocolate martini to go with the best dessert. And it is one of my favorites. Celebrity does this as well. And it's the whole like frozen peanut butter and chocolate fudge and wrapped in chocolate and they melt it. Yeah. And it, and you know, it was absolutely amazing. Will I ever go on Royal Caribbean again? Y'all, there were hundreds of teenagers just running rampant on this ship. They were everywhere.
You know, the gangs are everywhere.
Y'all, they were. They were. And y'all, they had to keep running them out of places. They were loud. They were obnoxious. Marjorie, our favorite bartender up at the Lime and Coconut, did say that it was unusual. And that she has three teenagers, so she can handle them. And I said, well, I do not. And I got to handle Big Mama, so I can't handle the teenagers. and so, but yeah, would I do it again? Probably not. And for a couple of reasons. One is it's not what I consider relaxing. Even though I had an amazing time. I really did have great food. The meals were all, especially dining was exceeded my expectations tenfold. Let me put it that way.
Well, there you go. Kind of like your waistband.
Yeah. Once we found the actual lounges versus thumpa, we enjoyed that. But in my opinion, it is not worth driving that far for four nights. I'm too old for that, and it was the same reason I said I'd never drive to Miami, which is because, quite simply, it's all fine when you're going down and you're excited and you stay the night before in a motel. But on the way back, when you get off that ship and you're exhausted and you're looking at, nope, never, ever doing that again. So, so that was that. It was a good time. It was a good trip. Not a convert to the Royal, but they do a lot of things really well. So that's all I got to say about that. So, yeah.
Okay.
So how was your week?
Well, it was kind of a quiet week. I have the first half of my 4th of July weekend on the Monday show, which includes a little shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Yep. So you'll have to.
Howdy do. Welcome to Shenanigans.
Yeah. The one saving grace is there were teenagers on the ship, but not the nip. So there's that. And I believe you wrote your brother's obituary.
I did.
With that.
I came up with the first draft, which my sister-in-law absolutely loved, and then she sent it to her daughters and they added different things, and then she sent me their suggestions and said, can you incorporate some of this into your original, and then I'll make a final decision. I said, okay. And 95% of the final obituary is the original that I wrote. But there were a few things that I had said on the original. I need more information about this, and this. So.
Right. Well, I'm sure they appreciated
And then I leave Wednesday to head to the lake. Excuse me, I didn't get my nip-a-nap. And Thursday and Thursday is the debut of Big Brother. So, you know, that's always exciting.
Well, there you go.
I believe Miss Bacon had questions as to when that was going to start. Ah. So it's Thursday. It's an hour and a half.
That's
where we are with that.
And there may or may not be a show next week. And then I heard, I'm catching up on your little shows still.
Yes.
Because there was no way to listen to them on the ship. And Big Mama wasn't going to let that play in the car.
Very busy.
Yeah, I heard that you and your sister-in-law were going out to see the Wizard of Oz.
To see the wizard, yes. Yeah. We're going to be off to see the wizard.
Big Mama wants to see that. And I don't think either of you understand what happened. But this mysterious stranger that we had lunch with on Friday was trying to explain it. But he couldn't make Big Mama understand the AI and the it wasn't just remastered. They'd actually added to the movie and the whole nine yards. So it was on my short list as well, but I won't be going with Big Fatty or Big Mama that at the Spear. So, yes. But I heard you got the fancy package.
I did the fanciest.
Yeah. So. Hey, get the best, the hardest, the worst part about anything at the Spear is getting there. Once you're there, you're fine. But it's the getting there that's a pain in the ass. But that's the case with everything in Vegas. So.
Well, it's a 10-minute walk from our motel.
Ah, where you staying?
We're staying at the Holiday Inn resort thing.
The timeshare thing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right across the street. Well, not across.
It's
two blocks from where I stay. Yeah. I know it well. I've looked at it several times. Y'all, they don't have a casino there, so that's why I don't consider it. So
okay.
Yeah. But I've looked at it several times, and it's adjacent to Hughes Center, so that is pretty close. Yeah, and that's pretty close to the backside of the Spear, at least. So, it's a Spear, so I guess there's no backside, but yeah. Well, if you decide to Uber, just get dropped off at the Venetian and walk over. So,
goodness.
I'm sorry I talk so much, but not really.
Is it still raining over there?
No, I don't think so.
Sun's
out, fat's out. I think I've got to go to the grocerarium, y'all. I got nothing in the house, and my credit card did melt a little bit over the week.
And that's not good for a fat person.
No.
So, but, no. Yeah. So, anyway, anything exciting coming up for you this week?
No, I've got to go back to work.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I got nothing. Y'all, it's just going to be a catch-up week. I'm just going to spend the whole week catching up. I've got...
Mike and Joe?
Yeah, I've got no little projects or anything, so... or big projects. My big project's in the mail, so... Should have it any day, and... I'm sure it will be filled with mistakes.
Well, as it should be. And, you know... there's a lot of big things that are mistakes.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Can you imagine the postage charges on that?
Well, I mailed some.
There is no flat rate. A fat rate.
That's true. I bet it would probably just be one of those old postage trucks with just driver. Wherever in the country. They're like, that's just, we can't get it out of the truck, so just go. Mm. Mm-hmm.